This Sunday holds special significance for people concerned about creatures large and small. May 20th is both World Migratory Bird Day and the first World Bee Day.
WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the buzz on the Western Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory, which tracks migratory birds and builds awareness about the importance of conserving their habitats.
Bentz met with Bill Miller at one of the observatory's key monitoring spots, Harrington Beach State Park. It's located along Lake Michigan between Port Washington and Sheboygan.
We're going to walk around the edge of a clearing that's surrounded by woodland. And look and listen for whatever migratory birds might be here today. So you can hear a red-bellied woodpecker and a singing American goldfinch and a singing Tennessee warbler. So in the middle of May, it's kind of peak time for a lot of migrating passerines or songbirds.
Bill Miller says the focus of the Western Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory's migration monitoring focuses on waterfowl.
All of the birds that are associated with Lake Michigan.
But songbirds get counted too, when they're seen or heard.
Because he's on the shoreline, many land birds pass his position too. So his task is to stay at that single location 6 hours a day, 6 days a week throughout the spring and fall, and count all the migratory birds that pass. And again, in a typical season, it's fall seasons have numbered by the end of the season about 180,000 individuals of about 170 to 180 species. This last fall, he set a new seasonal record with over 200,000 individuals. Again, in that period between September 1st and early December.
And the spring cycle?
The spring runs from March 1st to May 20th. So those are the, March 1st, you're starting to see a lot of those early species of waterfowl.
On our path to meet Calvin Brennan, the waterfowl technician, Miller muses on the plight of bird species on the Wisconsin landscape. He says about a third are stable. A little less than a third are increasing.
Peregrine falcon, bald eagle, wild turkey, trumpeter swan. But then there's another 35 to possibly even 40% of our bird species that are in decline for a wide range of reasons. So the effect of huge storms, that's probably been acting on bird populations since there have been birds. And then there are diseases. But now human beings have altered the environment tremendously.
Invasive species like quagga and zebra mussels have altered Lake Michigan's ecosystem and what's available for migrating waterfowl. Miller says climate change is evident in plant leaves opening and insects emerging earlier, which could be an issue for migratory songbirds who stop off in Wisconsin to rest and rejuvenate on their long journey.
And so there's this mismatch between the phenology of plants changing and the fairly constant arrival of some species. But we see that birds are responding in some ways because some species are migrating earlier and migrating later in the autumn. And that's probably related to climate change for those species where that's occurring. Waterfowl, for example. Some diving ducks show up here at this latitude, central coast of Ozaukee County, later in the autumn than they once did. And it isn't just a couple of days, it's a couple of weeks later. And in a few minutes, we'll visit our technician who counts them. So he's got to multitask. He's got to identify the birds and then count them. And it's pretty straightforward to count when there's 1, 2, 3. But then when there's 50 or 100 or 1,000 or 5,000, becomes much more complicated. Now we're coming to the end of that important spring migratory period for some of those water birds, but some are still moving. So We'll see what he's finding today.
Calvin Brennan Stan's eyes are riveted on Lake Michigan. His season has almost ended, but he's here with binoculars in hand and a special scope and multiple counters to double-check his numbers.
So how's it going this morning?
It's all right. I'm pretty steady, not real super busy, but mostly common turns. They probably have, 1,200 common turns. Which sounds busy, but it's been more steady than than busy.
And although the tern is called common, Bill Miller says the species is endangered in Wisconsin.
So using the word common to describe it is really kind of silly. And yet a lot of the terns that pass through here go well north of Wisconsin to breed. There's actually only very, very small numbers of common terns breeding in Wisconsin.
You have the sense that each of these men, one quiet, the other less so, care intensely about each bird that comes along. Calvin Brennan says simply,
you have the interest and then you start doing them and it gets sort of contagious or whatever. And it's sort of an acquired skill too. A lot of birders wouldn't spend 6 hours a day standing out here looking over the water. They want to be on the move. They figure the best bird is somewhere else usually. So they don't have the patience to do that. So in that way, it's sort of an acquired skill.
Brennan will help out on World Migratory Bird Day and then head home to Central Michigan. September 1st, he'll be back on duty at Harrington Beach State Park. Bill Miller says the data Brennan amasses, combined with the work of monitors and researchers throughout the Midwest, is the only way to come up with effective conservation. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Western Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory will host a celebration of World Migratory Bird Day this Sunday. And there's more information about the event at WUWM.com.